This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. I'm happy a little bit. I'm just going to quote you, okay? Who would like to be happy? Raise your hand. One hand, astaghfirullah. I'm sure all of us want to be happy. But I'm going to offer you two types of happiness. Would you like to be temporarily happy or eternally happy? Which one? First or second? I see. You know what? Through my study of the Quran for the last 30 years, I have never found in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the pursuit of happiness. Why? The only thing I found in the Quran is the pursuit of contentment. Can you repeat that? Contentment. Okay. So where can we find happiness? Who's the best one to answer this question? It's the one who gave us life. It's the one who brought us here to life. Guess what? What did he say? Listen carefully. And it's Surah Hud, Surah number 11, Ayah 105. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَوْمَ يَأْتِ لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ.
There will come a day when no one will talk without his permission. And people will be one of two types, either absolutely miserable or absolutely happy. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to quote Bin Ali all the night. I just loved him, okay? Even though he terrified me, okay? How many of us, and I need a really honest answer. How many of us are seeking happiness in this life? Raise your hand. Have you ever experienced absolute happiness? For how many seconds? 5 seconds? Thank you for being honest. Some hours during the day? Some month during your life? I just told you, Allah said happiness is not here. And you will be amazed to know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet, the only way I know that you're still alive is if you interact with me, because I can't see you. Okay? So the Prophet, he said, on the day of judgment, a man will be brought. He lived a life of luxury and ease all of his life. And he will be dipped into Jahannam for 1 second. And he will be brought out. And he will be asked, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا قَطْ? Have you ever seen ease and luxury in your life? He would say, no. A life of 80 years, 90 years, just 1 second in Jahannam will make him forget all of the ease and luxury. Yet another man who led a very miserable life in this dunya will be brought and he will be dipped into Jannah for 1 second. And he will be asked, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطْ? Have you ever seen misery in your life? He say, no. 1 second in Jahannam will make you forget all the pleasures of the dunya. 1 second in Jannah will make you forget all the misery in dunya. Think about this. So now, I was asked to talk about the pursuit of the right path. The pursuit of the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, Ayah 153, He's talking about this. He said,
وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ.
Indeed, this is my straight path that will take you to Jannah, eternal happiness. Don't ever follow the, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as-subul, the other deviant ways that will take you away from the only straight path that will take you to Jannah. And my talk tonight, I'm going to be giving you first the subul that we try and it's not working and it will never work. And I will end up with the straight path which we all should follow to end up in Jannah, inshallah. Some people, again, their main life, they're trying to do the following, pursuit of happiness. And I'll tell you this, it's very easy to be happy. You know, some people, do we have university students here? Okay, like 16, my age, and like 23. Raise your hands. You know what? When you sleep in and you wake up at 9 o'clock and you miss the class at 8, how do you feel? Happy. I remember back in the days, if the professor doesn't show up, we're very, yes. Right? You eat a banana, I'm not talking about the Somalis, okay? You become happy. Right? You hang around with some friends, it makes you, give me the word, happy. Right? Wallahi, some people, they are very happy when they have to do nothing. And they're happy. You know those zombies in life? They have nothing to do. It's like, just relax, man. Yeah. Right? You eat something delicious. Right? You eat a biryani with lots of spices. You eat utga. It makes you feel happy. But can I ask a question? Say yes or yes. Hello, I want to hear you. Yes or yes? Excellent. How long does that happiness last? A few minutes. A few minutes, right? Teenagers, raise your hands. 12 to 16, my age, mashallah. You know what happens to them? You hear them every single day 77 times. I'm bored. I'm bored. Subhanallah, back in the days in my age, the stone age, we used to play with stones and wood. And wallahi, we're very happy and content. Today, they have the most sophisticated technology. And they're like, can I buy a new game? Right? So, brothers and sisters, if you think you'll be happy in this life, you're fooling none but yourself. So this is one of the wrong ways. Now, do you have to exert a lot of effort to be happy? No, I just gave you examples. Other people, they have another pursuit. What do we call it? I'll just give you examples and you will tell me exactly. Okay? How many immigrants in the room? Almost everyone. Even if your parents are immigrants, you are one, okay? Just raise your hand. Don't pretend to be Canadian. Okay? Now, question is, some of us, when we come to the borders at immigration, then they ask you, brother, what's your name? And I don't know, like for some reason, you get a hiccup and you say, my name is Mo. And it stops there. Sometimes even you distort it, it becomes Mike. Do you mean Mike and Mike or Mike as in Michael? Sister, what's your name? You mean before immigration or after? After the borders? Before the borders was Fatima, but after it became Faye. Am I right or right? What are you trying to do? Let me take you back to Bin Ali. Sometimes we try to hide our religion, which is the source of our dignity and honor. I am proud to be a Muslim.
And I'm proud to stand in front of any center and say, I follow Muhammad. I follow the right religion. That's the source of guidance for all humanity. Why? Why do you do this? So the second pursuit is the pursuit of socially or being socially accepted. I want to blend in. I want to fit in. You know what? I don't want to be the black sheep. And again, I'm going to quote Bin Ali when he said, parents, you don't know what your kids go through at school. I'm serious. Let me represent them now. They go through a lot. I know young kids who come to me and say, Sheikh, I feel ashamed to stand in front of you because of the way my pants are. Because of the music I'm listening. Wallahi, I don't like to listen to that music, but everyone does. I don't want to be made fun of. Do you know the pressure on the sisters who are wearing hijab at schools? Do you know what they go through? That's what I mean. And by the way, it doesn't stop at the younger generation. The older ones too. Sometimes we make decisions as parents to move to a neighborhood because everybody's moving there. We're not making the right decision for the best of our family. Am I right or right? We just want to be accepted. Accepted by who? By Allah? Listen, wallahi, 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 you can never please people. Shall I share a story with you? Oh, that's not enough. Yes, let's move on. No, it's too late, too late, too late. Man, I know it's midnight already, but you're still alive, right? I can see nobody. I can only see Bin Ali, you know? Okay, would you like to hear a story?
Yes.
Is that enough, Bin Ali?
Yes.
Okay. We all know the character in the Arabic literature called Juha, and all the Arabs will smile now, even without, you know, because they know some, like he's a comedian. So Juha bought a donkey, and he was with his son, and the three of them were walking. So the first group of people that saw them, they started criticizing them. They said, oh, look at Juha. He bought a donkey and he's not using it. So he wanted to please people. He didn't like the criticism. He said, son, ride the donkey. The next group of people that saw them, they said, oh my God, look at this rude kid. He's riding the donkey, leaving his dad walking. Juha said, step down, my son. And he started riding the donkey. The next group of people that saw them, they said, look at this man. Astaghfirullah. Where's the compassion? He's riding the donkey, leaving his kid walking. He said, son, join me. Now, both of them are at the back of the donkey. The next group of people that saw them is like, look at these two merciless people. They're going to break the back of the donkey. He said, son, step down. And they carried the donkey. It didn't finish there. Hold on. The next group of people that saw them, like, look at those crazy people. They have a donkey and he's riding them. What do you think next? Should Juha like commit suicide? Tell me any other scenario. Listen. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, irda'u an-nasi ghayatun la tudrak wa hiya 'inda Allahi madhmuma. Pleasing people is something unattainable and Allah doesn't like that. Wa irda'u Allahi ghayatun tudrak. Pleasing Allah is something attainable. وَهِيَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَحْمُودَ. And Allah loves from you to do that. Is that clear? Let's move to another pursuit. So we talked about number one, pursuit of? I can't hear you. Pursuit of? Okay. Second one? Social acceptance. Number three. It's pursuit of fame. You know, some people think they're going to make it if they become the loudest in the crowd. If they want to be the coolest amongst the crowd. Right?
And they will try everything to grab attention. All what they want is just attention. And the best people to be taken as an example are the people in the music industry. If they don't sell, if their albums don't sell, you know what they do? Wallahi, they will be willing to be involved in a scandal. And then the tabloids and everybody's going to talk about them. All they need in life is nothing but attention. You noticed from happiness to social acceptance to fame, the more we go up, the more effort we have to exert. But we are not still on the right path. Am I right or right? Some people do more than this. What's the next level? Let me just repeat with you again. The first one is? Second one is? Third one is? Okay. Fourth one. It's something called prestige. Pursuit of prestige. What's prestige? You know, some people, they don't care about what they accomplish in life. They don't think about accomplishment. They don't worry about the intelligence they have. All what they care about is one thing. Who are they associated with? They want just to look like a big deal. You know, they take a selfie with someone. They don't care about the person with them. Like, you know, I'm just associated with him. You know, one time I was going to a conference and I asked the brother, where's the venue? He said, by the way, I went to Harvard. I'm like, huh? What do you say? He went to Harvard to visit his cousin, you know? Basically, he wanted just to mention Harvard because his name, if it's associated with Harvard, what does that mean? Prestige. You know your parents, when they tell you, listen, you have two options, to be a doctor or to be a doctor, inshallah. What are they looking for? Prestige. You live in an apartment, alhamdulillah, with halal money, but they say, until you own a house, you'll have no respect in the community. Despite the fact this is going to be very heavy, financially, spiritually, economically, they don't care. They care about the way they look in front of everyone. Am I right or right? Isn't this real in our life today? And we think this is the path to Allah. No, this is not. If your dad is driving a Honda Accord 1999, he will have to drop you four blocks before the school. But if he's driving BMW 2019, he will drive you to the door of the classroom. It's all about what? Give me the word. Yeah, the way we look in front of people. That's nonsense. Again, do we have to exert more effort? Okay, let me take it to the next level, but we have to summarize again. First one is? Second one is? Third one? Fourth one? Some people don't care about all of the above. They care about? Yes. Man, if you make money, you have it. You'll be happy, you'll be this, you'll be this. And these people are very smart. They know how to make money. But guess what? They might be in that smelly, you know, dirty t-shirt. They don't care how they look. They will be driving a very dirty car. They don't care. Even the way when you look at them, you never think that this man is a millionaire. But guess what? Some of them lead a very miserable life. You know why? Because, yes, they are millionaires. They don't have time for their family. They don't have time for ibadah. You ask them, brother, I never see you in the masjid. He said, brother, I pray Eid, alhamdulillah. I say, mashallah, you're not an extreme like Bin Ali, mashallah. Right? So is money everything? That's another pursuit. Do you think that this man sometimes deprived himself from sleep because his friend made 10 million? He wants to go to 15 million.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. You have been so busy asking for more and more and more. You have enough. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Suddenly death comes, you leave the money behind. And what verb did Allah use? He said, you visit the graves. Allah didn't even say stay in the graves. When you visit someone, how long is it? Even though it could be 200 years, 2,000 years before the day of resurrection. Is that clear? So let's go back. First pursuit is pursuit of? Second one? People are sleeping, man. Should I bring the terrorist back here to the stage? Okay. First one is? If you're not interested, I'm going to stop here. First one is? Second one? Third one? Fourth one? Fifth one? Excellent. The next level, and as you see, more effort, right? Next level is pursuit of excellence. We're getting to the conference now, right? Excellence. And people of excellence, they're very different people. You know, they are the people who want to be number one. They don't want anyone to be in front of them in the race, regardless of what type of race. You know, I'm just going to talk to students because they can relate to that. Do you know some kids, when they get 100 in all of the exams and still they're not happy? It's like, man, I think I can do more. Astaghfirullah. Have you seen these psychos in school? You got 100. What's beyond that? You know, you and I, we get 70%. We go for Umrah. Am I right or right? But these people of excellence, they say no. They will be racing and they will be 100 or 200 feet in front of everyone and they don't relax. They say, I'm going to beat my previous record. These are the people of excellence. They want to be number one. Who was number one in this ummah after the Prophet ﷺ? Abu Bakr. Right? All the time, the Prophet ﷺ is talking to the Sahaba. He said, you know what? There are 8 gates of Jannah. The gate of Siyam, Rayyan. The gate of Sadaqah. The gate of Salah. And then everybody's like, you know, Ya Allah, save us from hellfire. But Abu Bakr is number one, right? He said, Prophet of Allah, is there anyone who will make it through all the 8 gates? These are the people of excellence. And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, Abu Bakr, and you are one of them. And all of you are going to say, lucky you, Abu Bakr. No! As Muslims, we don't believe in luck. إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Everything in the universe happens with the permission and knowledge of Allah. Nothing is accidental. Allah planned it. You might have not planned it, but Allah planned it. No, it's not. Now, I'm going to conclude in the next 2 hours. But here is the point. Is there any other level after that? Yeah, I talked about all the path is right, and we're coming now to the right path. People of excellence are good people. Is there an extra level after that? Yeah. There's the pursuit of impact. I became number one, but that's for me. I don't want to live for myself. I want to be the top engineer, and I'm not going to live for myself. I can make 6-figure salary, but I'm going to leave that. I'm going to work for charity. Why? Because I want to develop water systems that will provide clean water for everyone around the world. These are called the people of impact. I'm going to be the top doctor. Not to make money. No, I'm going to work for charity. Why? Because I want to develop solutions to provide medical support for those who cannot afford it all around the world. And that is the example of Prophet Muhammad SAW. When he came back after the first encounter with Jibreel, and he told him, read, recite. He said, I don't know how to read and recite. Three times. When he came back, he was received with his wife Khadija, radiallahu anha. And he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, cover me. I think I'm possessed. I think something wrong happened to me. What did she say? Kalla, la yukhzik Allahu abada. Allah will never do anything bad to you, Muhammad. And listen carefully to the people of impact. People of impact, even before the message of Islam, that's the Prophet ﷺ. That's what she said about him. Number one, she said, these are the credentials of the people of impact. She said, إِنَّكَ تَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ. You reach out for your kinship. وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. And you are hospitable to your guests. وَتُكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. When someone comes to ask for you for money, you give him a tool to work and provide for himself. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. When people are going through hardship, you help them in return for nothing but the reward from Allah. These are the people of impact. And that's the way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we mentioned at the beginning, and I'm going to repeat the ayah again, in Surah Al-An'am, so number 6, ayah 153. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. And this is my straight path. Follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. Do not follow the deviant paths. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. They will take you away from the right path, the straight path. What is that straight path? Shall I share the good news with you? Or the bad news first? Bad news first. Thank you so much. Because when I end up on a positive note, for the first time in my life, I might finish in time, inshallah. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shared a complaint in the Quran by our messenger. Would you like to hear it? So number 25, ayah number 30. Surah Al-Furqan, 25, ayah number 30.
وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا.
And the messenger said, Oh my master, my people, my followers have abandoned and deserted the Quran. Do you want the guidance? Do you want the light to the straight path? Go back to the Quran. Connect with the book of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
مَا فَرَّطُنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ.
We have never left anything except what we have provided guidance for you. Nothing. And the Prophet ﷺ said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ. I left you on a very straight, clear path. لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. If anyone deviates from that straight, clear path, he will be this. He's leading himself to destruction in this life and the next life. Do you want the good news? The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith collected by Bukhari, narrated by Abu Huraira,
كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة. All my ummah will make it to Jannah. Say, wow.
Astaghfirullah. Say, mashallah. You just follow me blindly? Come on.
So كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة. All my ummah will make it to Jannah. That's good news. But then he said at the end, إلا من أبى. Except those who refuse.
قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله. Who will find the straight path right behind you that takes him to Jannah or her to Jannah? And they refuse.
He said, it's very simple. من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. Whoever obeys me, he'll make it to Jannah. Whoever disobeys me, he will make it. He's refusing to go to Jannah. So, do we know the right path? I just want to share one last thing with you, inshallah. A cliffhanger for the next eyelid. It runs in my blood. I cannot leave the stage without a cliffhanger. That's me. Okay? I mentioned an ayah. I said, مَا فَرَّطُنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Right? We have never left anything in your life except that we have provided guidance for you. So a man came to Imam Muhammad Abdu, one of the scholars of Al-Azhar, back in the days. And he told him, your book says, we give answers to everything. He said, yeah. He said, I'm going to ask you a question and I need the answer from the Quran. Just from the Quran. He said, go ahead. He said, if we have 10 kilograms of flour, how many loaves of bread can we make out of these 10 kilograms of flour? He said, okay, come tomorrow. He said, no, you have the Quran, you memorize the Quran, give it to me now. He said, no, I need to ask a baker. He said, come on, I could have asked the baker, and you're telling me the answers are all there in the Quran? He said, just wait till tomorrow. And he came tomorrow and he gave him the perfect answer. Would you like to know it?
Yes.
I lead 2019. But I want to leave you with this message. I know you guys are tired, okay? But alhamdulillah, I'm going to send you before midnight, alhamdulillah. I kept my promise, right? I want you to remember something. This ummah is the only ummah that will have to carry the message of prophets. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah number 21, ayah 107,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Shall I recite this again? But I will make a mistake and you need to correct me. Okay? I will make it on purpose.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ.
No. I'll try again. Shall I try again? Give me another try, okay?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Oh. Didn't work. Let me try again.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
No, it's not working.
لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ.
It's not working.
لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Is that the right one? Uh-huh. Why do I do this? I want you to think. The Prophet was not sent to the Muslims. He was not sent to the mu'mins. He's not sent to the muttaqeen. He's not sent to the muhsineen. He was sent to all mankind. A brother comes to me one time and said, Sheikh, I made da'wah to a non-Muslim for 9 minutes. And he walked away. I said, MashaAllah. What did you do after that? He said, I made du'a against him. I said, he's a kafir. He's going to Jahannam anyway. I'm like, mashallah, what a patient man, mashallah.
Guess what? There is a prophet who spent 900 years and 50.
And how many people accepted Islam? 18. 1-8. Just divide 950 years. How many every 10 years, 20 years. Bin Ali, I'm very bad with math. You need to help me, man. Okay? Uh-huh. So I'm going to tell you this. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold us accountable for the result or the sa'i? And that's the ayah that I'm going to conclude with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in surah number 53, it's called An-Najm. When I say Najm, I'm not talking about your cousin. Surah An-Najm, 53, okay? And the ayah is number 39. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى.
You will only be held accountable for just the pursuit. What you do. Who is in control of the result?
Say it out loud. Who is in control of the hearts?
So you do your job. And Allah will reward you for the hard work you do. But the result is in the hands of Allah. So when you make da'wah to someone and they don't listen to you, make du'a for them, not against them. You know, Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr al-Dawsi, he's known by Abu Huraira. You know, very few of you know his real name. That's his real name. Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr al-Dawsi. He's known by the name of Abu Huraira. The Prophet ﷺ asked him to go and make da'wah to his tribe called Daws. And then At-Tufail, one of their leaders, came, and the Prophet ﷺ also, you know, asked him to go back and make da'wah. So when At-Tufail came back, he's the Prophet of Allah, I tried with them, it's not working. Make du'a that Allah destroys them. So the Prophet ﷺ raised his hand, and Abu Huraira said, Daws is done. Right? But guess what? The Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma hdi kaw, Allahumma hdi daws, wa atini bihim muslimin. Oh Allah, guide the hearts of the tribe of Daws and bring them Muslims to me. And it happened right away. So we are sent as mercy. Remember 21:107? We are sent as mercy, not a curse. To whom? To the Prophet. Sorry, to all mankind. Because when our Prophet was commanded to be mercy for all of mankind, he passed away more than 14 centuries ago. Who's going to continue the message? Say, repeat after me. I lead. Again, I lead. I lead. I. What's wrong with you? Why do you say I?
I will lead everyone else. I'll stop to be a sheep. I'll be a shepherd. I'll stop to be a zero. I'll be a hero.
I'll stop to be a follower. I'll be a leader. And this is why I... Thank you so much.